Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, and it's getting better because I've been joined live in the Devil Radio World Headquarters, Madison, Wisconsin, by U.S. Senatorial candidate Alex Lazary. We welcome him back to the show. Alex, thanks for coming around, man.
Thanks for having me.
And you signed the door. This is our new custom, signing the wooden doors here in the studios. And you wrote beneath your signature, Bucks and Six.
Always.
Always. That is classic. For those outside of Wisconsin that may not be familiar, you are a Bucks executive on professional leave during the course of your candidacy. And I suppose you'd like it to be an extended leave of absence.
My hope is for it to be a close to permanent leave of absence. But, you know, no matter what I'm doing, it's always Bucks and Six.
My son, my youngest, went to the game last night. The Bucks did pull one out against the Celtics. And they, what, scored last nine, 1-6, something like that?
Yeah, I think we went on a 9-0 run to end the game, give us sole possession of second place in the East. Look, this is how exactly we wanted to end the season. You know, we've gotten wins over the Sixers, Nets, Celtics. You know, I think we're finally healthy, starting to come together and peaking at the right time. And, you know, playoffs are going to begin next week, and we begin our road to repeat.
And obviously, the Milwaukee Bucks have had a lot of success while you've been a candidate for the U.S. Senate here. And I've seen your ring. You've brought around the championship ring. I've seen you out in public. You brought around the trophy. But your experience in the building of the Fiserv Forum and your relationships built with unions in your role with the Milwaukee Bucks organizations, I guess that's singular. But Alex, that's been a big part of your campaign. So let's talk about the labor movement. You got some new endorsements this week. Why do you think you have been the labor candidate, or at least one of the labor candidates?
Well, I think we've been the labor candidate because we've got a real track record and history of actually getting things done and delivering, right? And working and partnering, you know, with our unions, right? I don't just talk about the importance of labor. We're not just saying, hey, we're going to march with you or, you know, I'm going to fight. We actually built Fiserv Forum 100% union when we didn't have to. We partnered with our unions to make sure that we built the best arena in the country. We've made sure that as we operate Fiserv Forum, we make sure that anyone who wants to come in and organize, we allow them to do that. You know, it's why we've got MASH and IATSE and a number of other unions inside the building. And that's because we know that when workers have a seat at the table, when workers are able to negotiate and be partners with management, your business is going to be able to succeed. And I think one of the things that we've been able to prove is that you can run a very successful business with progressive values. And that's been the, you know, one of the center points of this campaign is that we need someone in Washington who's going to actually be able to get something done and be able to deliver on behalf of the people of Wisconsin. And I think that's why labor has been with us from the start, because we've delivered and worked together before, and they know I'm going to be able to go to Washington and do that for them when I get there.
Alex, you come from the side of ownership, from the side of management. Where does your appreciation from labor, where does your bond alliance with the unions, where does that come from?
Look, it for me, it comes from trying to run a successful business, right? You know, you can't have a good business without good workers. right? Your business starts with the people who are working there and who are, you know, front facing and who are taking the tickets and, you know, doing concessions and providing security and everything. And so to make sure that we've got, you know, a family atmosphere in our building, and it's how I grew up, right? My dad was a Teamster. He drove UPS trucks out of college to, you know, be able to get on his feet and support his family, right? He immigrated here with no money, didn't speak any English. And so, you know, that good paying union job is what allowed him to, you know, really get on the path to becoming an NBA champion. And I think it's those values with which how I grew up is how I've tried to lead and run the Bucks. And so that's where I think that want to partner. And I use that word, you know, intentionally. You know, we partnered with labor. We partnered with our friends in labor and with workers to make sure that we're all on the same page as we look to make sure that the Bucks are a championship organization. And it's why when the pandemic happened, right, we made sure that we created a fund to make sure our workers were able to get through some of the toughest times. And it's why when we won the championship, we gave a ring to anyone who worked there, because we're all part of the same family. And whether you're Giannis or person selling, you know, beer or hot dogs, you're just as important to us winning a championship as anyone else.
Folks, you are listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. I got to find U.S. senatorial candidate. He is Alex Lazary. He's in the Madison studios having a cold one with me. I appreciate that, Alex. I got a friend, Harvey Kay, and he was here in Madison recently with a couple of local lawmakers, or at least Francesca Hong is a Madison rep, and Christina Shelton, I think, outstate. Alex, here's the point. Economic Bill of Rights. Where do you stand? Have you seen this proposition? And where do you stand on some of the concepts of an Economic Bill of Rights? A job's got to pay a living wage. Well, I hear you talking about the unions. Where do you stand as towards a platform that incorporates something like a Bill of Rights?
I mean, look, one of the first things we talked about in our announcement video when I announced for the U.S. Senate was a workers' Bill of Rights, right? These are the things that, you know, that we've been talking about since day one, right? We're not just, you know, finding these out and coming to them today. This is stuff that I've worked on, you know, my career, and that, you know, when we first announced, this is the stuff we've been talking about: how to put more money in people's pockets, how to bring more jobs and investment here to Wisconsin, and how to make sure that workers have a seat at the table and that their voice is going to be heard. And so I would need to, I don't know the details of the sure. You know, Economic Bill of Rights, but I know that our workers' Bill of Rights that we've proposed, you know, talks about things like, you know, a $15 minimum wage, making sure that we're, you know, giving workers protections, making sure they're able to unionize. And one of the great things about unionization is it allows workers and management to get to the table and negotiate and actually talk to workers and say, hey, what is it that's important to you? How do we make sure that our goals and values are aligned so that we're all on the same page, making sure that we can grow and succeed together, right? When you negotiate a contract, that's something that both sides are agreeing on, and it's binding, and it's a pathway forward on values and alignment. And that allows everyone to come together towards the common goal of everyone raising their wages and growing the business and making sure it's successful. And that's one of the things I love about unionization, because it gives workers a say in their rights, right? It's not the government telling you what your rights are. It's unions and management coming together to create that on their own.
Alex Lazary, U.S. senatorial candidate. Healthcare obviously is a huge issue. You worked in the Obama White House. Your former boss was at the Biden White House this week celebrating the 12th anniversary of the ACA. So, Alex, from your point of view as a newly elected U.S. senator, what do you see as the best way forward for healthcare in this nation?
I see the best way forward is a strong public option. And I think we've got to start all from this belief. You know, the Democratic Party is united in the idea that we want to make sure that we have universal health care. We want to make sure that everyone has the ability to have affordable and good health care, because it's one, a moral issue, but also it's an economic issue. Right. One of the things that's going to, you know, prevent us from continuing to be one of the strongest entrepreneurial nations in the world is the fact that it's really hard to go start your own business with the worry of, well, If I get sick, what's going to happen to me? If my wife or kid gets sick, what's going to happen to me? So I start from the position of I want to get to universal health care as fast as possible.
How do we get there? Is it Medicare for all? Is it a single payer?
Fastest way to get there is a strong public option. So if everyone wants to be on government health care, on a Medicare, so it's kind of like what I think Mayor Pete said when he was running for president, a Medicare for all who want it. If you want to be on it, even if you work for the Bucks and you want to be on Medicare, you can go do that. If you want to be on the Bucks insurance, you could do that too. Now, when you decide to start your own business, you easily can transition into the public option. And that's where I think we've got the votes for. And I think that's the fastest way to be able to get there. And if everyone loves the public option, then we'll be at everyone will have Medicare. If people like a split, it gives everyone options. And I think that's something that we should, you know, allow people to choose, you know. And so what I want is, how do we get to universal health care as fast as possible and efficiently as possible? To me, that's going to be building off Obamacare and creating a strong public option to tie into it.
Alex, we're going to have you one more segment, but your political opponent, at least if you win the nomination on behalf of the Democrats, Ron Johnson, has come out publicly and said, you know, they're still looking to repeal Obamacare and replace it, he claims. And then he came back and said, well, you know, it's not a priority. And I'm thinking, but you led with it, Ron. Do you think it is Ron Johnson, you know, the Rick Scotts of the world? Do you think it is indeed their advocacy to take away what was fought so hard for?
Look, you can see in our ads that, you know, that we've got up on television right now, which is we actually talk about that Ron Johnson, Rick Scott, and Republicans, if they take control of the Senate, they are going to raise your taxes. They are going to make sure that, you know, that they try to defund Social Security and Obamacare and try to, you know, come up with some sort of repeal. Ron Johnson's pushing jobs to South Carolina, not bringing them to Wisconsin, but pushing them to South Carolina. That's the stakes of this election right now. You know, the consequences of, you know, if we lose this election, we're going to be feeling those consequences for the next 10, 20 years. That's the stake that we have to realize with this election, and that's why we have to fight so hard to win, and that's why I got in this race.
Folks, you are listening to The Devils, Advocates Radio Show. I got to find U.S. senatorial candidate in the Madison studios. He is Alex Lazary, a Milwaukee Bucks executive on hopefully a very long extended leave. He's running for the U.S. Senate. He wants to take on Ron Johnson in the fall. First, he's got to win the primary. We'll come back with Alex Lazary. We'll talk more. You're listening to The Devils Advocates Friday edition. Go Bucks in six.
Green and growing, the Bucks don't stop here.
If you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything.